Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Jerusalem, Israel. The prospects of a new United States president and better Israeli-United States relations may be cut short by Prime Minister Netanyahu no longer being the Israeli Prime Minister. That's the headline. In one moment, David Dolan will have more details on this story.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
What about the possibility of the Israeli government and the United States once again having good relations? They haven't had them for the last 8 years. What's the prospect for that happening with the new Trump administration?
Actually, it's becoming more dependent every day on what happens in Israel, because as America is about to inaugurate a new president, the Israeli leader, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, is under intense attack inside his own country. We may not have Benjamin Netanyahu as the leader. And then, of course, the question is, who would take over in Israel? And would that person get along with Donald Trump? If it remains Bibi Netanyahu, as it personally I hope it does, if it remains him, then we can predict pretty good relations between the two men. They already have gotten off to a pretty good start.
Let me just give you a number of items, a list of those things that may happen under a Trump administration. For example, the embassy of the United States being moved from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem.
Well, that's an extremely popular position, and whoever was the leader of Israel would welcome that. Even the left-wing people in Israel, the Labor Party, etc., want to see the embassy move, because Jerusalem is Israel's capital. That's where the Knesset, the parliament, is. So it's just a fact on the ground, and for anybody to recognize that is just common sense.
Iranian nuclear deal.
Well, it's looking like the people around Trump are less willing to see the treaty end. Seems to be pretty firmly embedded, and we'll see if that actually is going to be reversed on the part of the U.S. administration.
What about the peace process?
Well, we have to get over this meeting in Paris, world leaders gathering there. Mahmoud Abbas again saying that he's going to push for a unilateral Palestinian state to simply be declared and recognized by the United Nations. There's so many obstacles to overcome to bring a final peace. It doesn't look like we're anywhere near peace.
President Trump, at his inauguration, invited some of the leaders of the Jewish settlements in Judea and Samaria. How's Trump going to deal with the Jewish settlements?
Well, his appointment of the U.S. ambassador, a man known to support the Jewish right to live in Judea and Samaria and all around Jerusalem, is certainly a significant sign of where he's heading on that issue. I think he's going to be far more sympathetic to Israel building, to natural expansion of Jewish communities and these sorts of things that have been going on than Barack Obama has been.
David Dolan with that report and a focus on what's happening in Jerusalem. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. You know, world leaders will come and go. However, God's plan and protection for the Jewish state of Israel is now and forever. God will use human government in the future, Revelation 17:17, to direct the future program for the Jewish state of Israel. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up. Until...